Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The resurrection of Jesus does many wonderful things. Life and immortality were brought to light as Christ triumphed over the grave. His resurrection showed us the will of our Father, of God, that he did not desire to leave us in death to be condemned, but instead he has given us new life. But not only did Christ overcome death and the grave, and not only are we united to him in his death and resurrection, but his resurrection actually has the power to make us children of God. We who are but flesh and blood can rightfully call God, who created all things through his word, our Father. He has sent his Son to redeem us and make us one of his own. You are God's child. Therefore, you may rightfully expect all good things that come from him. For it is his good pleasure to give you his good gifts. He gives you food and drink, clothing, house, home, family, friends. He protects you from evil, and he guards and he keeps you. All of this he does only out of his fatherly divine goodness and mercy. This does not mean we are free, however, to do, say, and believe whatever we please. As his children, it is our duty to thank, praise, serve, and obey him. And he does expect that his children obey. As his children, we know our Father, and it is our desire to do his will. Think about your own experience, your own father in this life. As you lived in his house, you knew his rules. You knew that you ought to obey his rules, or there were consequences. Not that you'd be afraid of being kicked out and disowned by your father, but you knew that there were penalties to face. And God is not a God, not a father who is distant. He is not a father that has abandoned us or is not concerned with our daily lives. He is a father who is even better than our own earthly fathers. And he very much cares about you and what you do and what you say. And he has revealed to us his commandments, his laws, that we are to follow and obey. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet. All the law and the prophets are summed up in this: love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. We know God's will by going to his word. We know our Father's will by seeing what he has revealed through his prophets. And God has expectations for how you behave. This is why Christ has taught us to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." These things are certainly done without our prayer. But we pray in these petitions that they may be done among us as God's children also. We pray that as we gather together and as we are out in the world, we always keep God's name holy by speaking his truth, by giving true witness to who he is and what he has done for us. We pray that his kingdom may come among us, that as his children, we continue to hear his word and receive the forgiveness of sins, that sin and Satan and the world may be overcome by his kingdom. And we ask that his will be done, that he impart his spirit upon us, that we too may overcome temptation and know and do the will of our Father as he has revealed. Therefore, as his children, we do not make a practice of sinning. In everything that we say and we do, we must be careful to observe his laws. For you know that he has come to take away sin, yet sinning seems to come so natural to us. Everyone who makes practice of sinning also practices lawlessness, for sin is lawlessness. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or know him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteousness, as he is righteous. So where does this leave us? It first might appear that John is telling us that we in fact are not his children. For as we look towards his will and his law revealed to us in his word, as we look at his commandments, we know we don't measure up. We know each and every day we fall short of God's will. We fall short of his glory. Sometimes we might even delight in it. For sinning comes to us naturally. For we were of our father, the devil. We were children of wrath until Christ claimed us as his own and washed away our sins in our baptism and made us to be the children of God. When John says, everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness, he is not speaking of those who daily wash themselves in their baptismal waters. He is not speaking of those who daily with contrition come before God and repent of their sins, asking for forgiveness. He is talking to those who stubbornly reject our Father, reject the gifts that he has been given, reject the salvation that has been accomplished for us on the cross of Christ and in his empty tomb. Those are the ones who make a practice of sinning. But lest we become like them, we always guard ourselves, keeping our Father's will before our eyes. Thus we keep in his word, where his will is revealed to us. And it is there in his word that not only do we see his will, his commandments for our obedience, but we also see what Jesus reveals to the disciples when he opened up the scriptures to their minds. Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations." That word, even that very law which kills us by accusing us of our sin, is also the same law that drives us to the gospel so that we may see our Savior. For the law kills us, but the empty tomb of Christ raises us again. Yes, we mess up. Yes, we fall into sin, but as we turn to Christ and repent of those sins, our sins are forgiven, for we are who He says we are. We are the children of God. And that is what loving fathers do. They do not hold their children's sin against them, but the children run to their father and beg to be forgiven. And the loving and good Father delights in forgiveness. The loving and good Father delights in restoring the relationship between father and son or father and daughter. That is who our God is, the author of life and salvation. When you come before Him repenting of your sins, He delights in forgiving you, for you are His children. Listen to the words of Peter as he spoke to those who participated by their sin in crucifying Christ, just as we have. He says, "And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that as Christ would suffer, He thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out. That times of refreshing come from come from the presence of the Lord." John tells us that everyone who puts hope in Christ purifies himself as He is pure. Little children, let no one deceive you. God has called you to be His own. He has called you to be His children. And as His children, we are called to not sin. But even if we do sin, that doesn't mean that we are no longer His children. What that does mean is that we come to our loving Father knowing that He is eager to forgive. That we come to our loving Father praying to Him to help us overcome our sin and temptation. For this is His will for us, and in this He delights. Therefore, times of refreshing come to us from His own presence. For those who keep on sinning, who reject Christ and what He has done, do not dare enter the presence of a holy God, for they will be overcome and condemned. Yet we, the children of God, the ones who have been born again from above by water and the Word, are welcome to come into the Lord's presence and receive refreshment. Everyone who thus puts his hope in Christ purifies himself. Do not be deceived. For even as we sin, we do not make a practice of sinning. For when we were crucified in our baptism and raised to new life by the power of the Spirit, we do not delight in our sin, but we delight in Jesus Christ our Lord. And each and every time we come to His altar and we repent, we receive Christ's own righteousness as our own. For we are righteous as He is righteous, because He has given to us His own righteousness. This is our Father's will, and you are His dearly beloved children. So do not be deceived, but believe. For God is your Father, and He is eager for you to come and repent, for He is eager to forgive and restore. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.